You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.
Was Kids Having Kids with Unmake the Maker from their latest EP, Shitstorm Armageddon, that just dropped a couple of weeks ago. These guys are from Brooklyn. They put out this 6-track EP that I think takes about 5.5 minutes to get through. Well worth your time. I'm Joe Thrashenkill. You're listening to the Toilet of Hell radio show. With me, as always, Randall Thor. Rickety rickety Randall, what's up?
Not much. Just my cat is not leaving me alone, which is fine with me because he's back. He ran away last week. That's why I was gone.
You left me alone on my lonesome. I didn't realize how hard it was to do a radio show solo until Albus ran away from you.
Yeah, well, he's back, so I can do the radio show as long as he's here. He's getting a collar, though, because, you know, I didn't have a collar on him before because I don't know if you've noticed, cats don't like collars. At least the ones I've experienced do not like collars. So too bad, Albus. You're going to try to run away? Then you're getting a collar. I'm going to get him a cute one. Maybe get some spikes on it and put a little name and contact info for me so some little child picks him up and takes him home. Nobody thinks he's a stray. They know he's mine.
The punishment for attempting freedom. You're no longer allowed to be naked.
That's right. And if he gets away again, though, I know where he's going to go. He likes the woods behind my house. He literally just went back there, probably took a nap all day, probably played with the other cat that lives back there, and then came home.
Is Albus fixed?
Yes.
Okay.
No risk.
Good. Help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed and neutered.
And hopefully they're going to send that sponsor money to us, right?
Please. ASPCA, please. Give me that fat stacks.
Please. Need it.
Okay, so in the 2 weeks since I've seen you, what's happened in your life, aside from Albus trying to make a break for it?
Well, Turcotter went on a little mini tour, kind of, last week, whatever. You know, I came home and went to work the next night every night, or every day. But we played Asheville, we played Charlotte, and then we played the Cabin of Eternal Despair in Chapel Hill.
That's
and
awesome.
And that was I was scared because there's no address, and they say don't post the address anywhere public, and they're very adamant about that. And, you know, they say it's in the woods west of Chapel Hill, and we didn't have the address till the morning of because the guy who booked the show in our band just kind of kept forgetting to give it to us, and he figured it was fine. So I'm thinking, okay, we're playing in a meth lab. Great. But we get there, and it's actually a cabin in the woods. It's a legitimate cabin. There's a bunch of farms all around it. It's wonderful. It was a really good show, really good people. We were supporting Anatomic Whirl from Japan on their second American tour that I know of. We supported them last time on a few dates, and they're a really good band, really fun guys. Definitely check them out. I'll give you the link later, Joe, so you can post that. But check out Anatomic Whirl. I have no idea what that means. I kept forgetting to ask them.
Sweet.
That and Choir and Dark Souls and Work.
Dark Souls is a real bitch, man.
Well, maybe if you didn't suck. at Dark Souls, it wouldn't be such a bitch to you.
But it
sounds to me like you're a total casual and you need to get good.
Well, I am a total casual because I spend most of my free time working on the site or on my actual job. But our dear Master Lord decided it would be a good idea to mail me a copy of Dark Souls, the first one. Mm-hmm. I think it took me something like 18 hours to beat the gargoyles at the very beginning of the game.
You put 18 hours into the game and just beat the gargoyles?
Yes, I'm currently at 18 hours on the game, and I just beat the gargoyles.
What's your stats looking like? What's your equipment?
I don't know, dude. Whatever I could find.
Okay, well, how about after the show, I'm going to sit you down, and we're going to have a little chat, and I'm going to help you out, and you're going to get good. As long as I'm here, and I'm your co-host, you are going to be good at Dark Souls as best as I can help you.
Well, let's be good at radio, and go ahead and introduce next track.
Priorities.
So how about this? Some Belgian Black and Thrash for you. This is Maleficence with Pyre of Penitence.
Thank you.
That was Maleficence with Pyre of Penitence. That's from the Reams of Mortification EP that's out May 6th on Blood Harvest. Randall, thoughts?
Well, that came in real strong. I wasn't really sure what I was going to expect after all that atmospheric build-up junk. But then there's a dude yelling, and then there's just riffs all up in your face, and it is excellent.
I gotta say, this track is good and not bad. It's it reminds me pretty closely of some of the tracks we were playing a few weeks ago with, like, Colt Hammer. Or was that Rage
Hammer? Yeah. Colt Hammer.
Which Hammer
Rage
was
Hammer.
It?
I don't know. There was a hammer involved, and it thrashed, and it wasn't Pizza Party thrash, which I like occasionally, but I prefer this thrash much more often just because there's actual substance behind it instead of, haha, who wants to party?
This is definitely meat and potatoes thrash versus pizza thrash. You can't have pizza all the time.
This is more, I don't know if I'd say meat and potatoes thrash. There's definitely only meat involved here. This is a carnivorous chunk of thrash here. And I love this. It's almost got a death metal style riffing, kind of like early Creator and stuff like that. And I've noticed a lot of thrash bands, especially lately, are starting to feel, I feel like they're doing this more often. They've got this huge, this big production that seems to be coming over from the cavernous death metal trend, which is fine with me because it works great in thrash. I think the first time I heard it was on Necromantheon's Rise Vulcan Spectre. That was the first time I encountered it, and it's been awesome to hear more thrash bands adopting that. The harsh vocals, they're kind of almost black metal-y. That was great. I'm not really sure why people are saying, oh, Destroyer 666, best album ever, because there's albums like this out there just absolutely crushing it right now.
So there is indeed no shortage this year, especially of amazing thrash and black and thrash coming out. I want to flip the script a little bit and move on to something that generally we wouldn't normally listen to on the show, but a good friend of ours put this out, and I'm really enjoying it. Some of you may have been wondering, Hessian Hunter, I really like that guy. Why doesn't he write anymore? Well, he's been busy with a new band and recording a new release with Octopede. So here we go from a split tape release that's coming out later this month with Straya, More Is More, and Sex Problem. This is Octopede with Blister. Good friend Hessian Hunter, that is Blister by Octopede.
Dude, that track sounds like it would be an absolute party live. I like the lighter, cleaner guitar distortion there. It works really well with the music they're trying to write, because obviously this isn't death metal here, you know? And those weird little melodies and chords that they have in the upper register, I dig those, A, and B, that guitar tone really supports those really well. So they've done a good job with all that. The drums really back all the music up really well. And honestly, the track is just really fun. I don't really know what else to say about it.
I agree. But I think it could use some slams, but that's about it.
Yeah, definitely falsetto vocals, maybe some lyrics about saving a princess from a dragon. That would be pretty cool. So, guys, pay attention. We're trying to help you here. I heard a rumor
Oh,
that they
really?
are touring
Do tell.
this year. I don't really know any details except for that I'm booking their Charlotte show. So that's all I know. They're coming. They're probably going to play shows from wherever they're from. What is it, Minnesota to here? So
I
I
heard.
imagine if you're within 100 miles of a straight line from there to here, you may see them.
I heard rumor that they're going to be coming to my part of the world as well, and if that's the case, I assume that I'll have sweaty dudes sleeping on my couch.
Dude, that's why you let them shower before they go to bed, man. Then you don't have to worry about your furniture stinking when they leave, or your house stinking when they leave.
Good idea. Hey,
Yeah.
speaking of stinking, I've got a track here from Cadaveric Fumes. This is Crepuscular Journey.
Thank you.
there you have it, Crepuscular Journey by Cadaveric Fumes. That's on their Dimensions Obscure mini LP that's out today. That is today that you are listening to the show on Blood Harvest. And I gotta say, it was a pretty rampant little death metal tune, but that intro is straight All Weight by Van Halen. It's like 20% more evil.
Absolutely. If the band is listening right now, you guys messed up. You had an incredible opportunity to just rip into some Van Halen tracks, and you missed it. You played death metal instead. And Joe and I both love death metal. I think most people like death metal who are listening to this radio show. But I think every single person listening would agree that you should have just gone straight into Panama.
Yeah. Do you guys know how many records death metal sells a year? Like a dozen? Van Halen sold like 100 million records. So
they sold a dozen in the time it took for you to blink just now.
Yeah. So I'm not trying to tell you what to do with your lives. You're obviously very talented at death metal, but if you want to move some units, man, go Van Halen.
That's right. Just cover Unchained. You're done.
Unchained.
But for real, though, let's talk about the track. So I'm naturally almost immediately into that classical style chord progression at the beginning with a synth or piano or whatever. And the riffs, they're here and they're wonderful. That guitar tone is just nice and low key and not over the top production that is just in way too much modern metal. Very old school. Honestly, even I wouldn't say lighter. It's definitely a unique guitar tone. I really enjoyed it. You got a load of evil tremolo riffs all over the place. You got your chunkier old school death metal riffs. But what really makes this stand out, and this is similar to Horrified, although Horrified and this band play very different styles of old school death metal, is those big epic doom riffs. Because all those other speedy parts just barrel you through the track and it's fun. And then you get these big doom riffs that just really expand the music out and allow them to do a lot of really cool melodic passages. And speaking of the passages, they just don't really like to repeat themselves. They go all over the place and it's really interesting to listen to. It provides for a really engaging and rewarding listen. Honestly, I'd kind of compare this band to Blood Incantation a little bit. It reminded me of that. And I'd wager a hefty sum of money that this band likes Time Ghoul. And probably Incantation and Immolation a little bit as well. Especially with those doomy riffs on Incantation. But that's about what I got to say about this track. I'm looking forward to this.
Man, it's definitely ripping out today, as in the day that you guys are listening to this, not the day that we're recording it.
Yeah, so y'all are going to be listening to this radio show. I'm going to be listening to that, and it's going to be excellent. So, Joe, I heard you went to a pretty cool show recently.
I did. I got to tell you, yesterday in Austin was a big, big night for metal. There were a lot of really big shows going on. The Mohawk, there was the Black Dahlia Murder with Fallujah, which I didn't go to because I don't really care for either one of those bands. At another venue in town was huge. Boris, Sleep, and Sun O, and I didn't go to that either because I didn't want to fall asleep. I went to the Lost Well to see Yautja and Magruder Grind. Because,
you know, those are good bands and all, but it sounds like you have the attention span of a goldfish here. I don't want to go see these bands. I don't like them. I don't want to fall asleep. So you go see the trigger-happy grindcore band.
That is exactly what I did. I have zero patience for 20-minute drone songs or I'll be honest with you, man. I think that Sleep has been a running joke for about 20 years now that nobody actually likes this band.
I like Sleep.
Really?
Yeah, Holy Mountain is a great album, and I start most of my road trips off with Dope Smoker.
You're not the first person to tell me that. I don't want to fall asleep behind the wheel. I care about the other drivers on the road.
Well, I mean, that's why you start it with Dope Smoker and don't end it with Dope Smoker, because then you'd be ending your road trip in a way that is not preferable.
Well, Magruder Grind was awesome. Yeah. I saw them, I think it was 6 years ago at some really shithole club in town that's closed a long time ago, but they did an amazing set, and all of the music from their latest LP, 2, is just fantastic. I've recommended it elsewhere on the blog, but please listen to that record. It's an amazing grind record. And Yautja, I was really impressed by it because I'd never really listened to them before, but it was strange, mathy kind of hardcore. It's very interesting music. Highly recommend you check it out.
If you like them, you would definitely like an Atomic Whirl as well. That sounds exactly like what they play.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to checking that out. I made my poor girlfriend go to the show with me. She she doesn't really follow any of this stuff, I took her to see A Sound of Thunder. She loved it. She loved watching Nina perform. I took her to see Power Trip. She loved people getting hit. That was fun for her. But Grind was a whole different world for her. And I think I did not make a new Grind fan.
Was there any stage diving at the show?
Man, there was. It was pretty wild. This club is super small, and folks were hammering each other as hard as they could. So all in all, 10 out of 10, would do business with again.
5 out of 7. Sounds good to me.
5 out of 7, perfect score.
Indeed. 100 out of 100. Best show ever.
Keep it 100. So 100. I think we're almost out of time for the show this week, and I wanted to end this on a different note than we typically do. I think most of the time we focus on, you know, real ripping shit, the thrash and the death metal and the black metals, but let's go ahead and take it a little easier. Let's hit some instrumental post-metal. This is Ghosts of Sailors at Sea with Mary Celeste. That's from Red Sky Morning, which was just released last week. I'm Joe Thrashenkill, speaking for Randall Thor. We'll see you next week.
listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.